So I've got nothing against Mr. Ong Ye Kung personally. And in fact, I have had a couple of social encounters with him where we've had some interesting banter. One of them was captured by the Taobao in August 2022 when the SDP announced that it was returning to Sembawang. So this afternoon, I listened to Ong Ye Kung's speech again, which I had heard last night because I couldn't believe what I heard. Ong Ye Kung actually accused the candidate of abandoning his residence to go to a constituency for political agenda. Now, I wasn't sure if he was talking about Mr. Gan Kim Yong abandoning the residence or Choa Chu Kang. Or my classmate, Dr. Tan Si Leng, abandoning Marine Parade. So he wanted them to be upfront, to tell voters that the reason why they had done that was for a political agenda and not because of the voters. Although he kept referring to Dr. Chi in his speech, it was quite obvious that somebody who abandoned their residence 1 hour before nomination day was far more questionable. Now, I do not know the internal dynamics of the PAP, but that seems to be not very nice.
I'll come straight to the point. Instead of addressing the cost of living and healthcare costs that's hurting Singaporeans, Ong Ye Kung, the PAP's health minister and candidate in Sembawang GRC, spent most of his speech yesterday throwing barbs at the Singapore Democratic Party. Instead of trading barbs or descending into petty politics, I will speak plainly and earnestly. After all, in politics, you must have a certain je ne sais quoi when you address your opponents. Ong frames the contest in Sembawang GRC as a choice between who to include or exclude from the PAP's Sembawang family. So let me be clear with our intentions. The STB believes elections are about policies, accountability, and representation. It is not about personal ties. It's about selecting leaders who will put you at the core, the well-being of residents. STP's approach to Sembawang is a comprehensive one. We contest both Sembawang West SMC and Sembawang GRC as part of our northern strategy with a town plan that places residents at its core. It is presumptuous of Ong to assume he has the voters' automatic support in Sembawang GRC. No, he does not.
And Mr. Ong Ye Kung, last night at the PAP rally, accused Dr. Chi of abandoning Bukit Batok. My God. Mr. Ong, I thought you were a better man. I spend my free time while in university helping troubled youth, listening to their life challenges. You know what they will say to this kind of thing? Alamak, tak gentleman. Ah. What kind of people are these? Even those troubled kids have the moral conscience to know and want a fair fight. He should look in the mirror and ask himself why he hilang from Aljunied, like what James say, right? After 2011. Better still, if he is so worried about Dr. Chi, Malay say, masuk gelanggang lah. When Dr. Chi announced very early, after they took away Bukit Batok from him, he is going to Sembawang West SMC, Mr. Ong should offer himself to contest with Dr. Chi man to man, right?
For tonight, I'd like to talk about Bukit Panjang. Now, as you know, this is an older estate, and many improvements have been made over the years by various government agencies, including a new polyclinic, the downtown line, the KJE Senja flyover, the new CMPB, numerous covered walkways, upgraded playgrounds, etc. These have all been funded by taxpayers. That includes you and I. And carried out by Singapore government agencies. Singapore government agencies have a well-deserved reputation in the region for being professional and efficient. They also have a reputation for being apolitical and not easily influenced by political influences. As such, there's no need to worry about the project's plan for Bukit Panjang or Sembawang Town or Marsiling UT for that matter. They will all be carried out professionally, regardless of who is elected on May 3rd. Now, you know, the way the PAP MPs claim credit for the hard work of government agencies sounds a little like what is known as the rooster syndrome. I think you've heard this before. It's a story about a rooster who claims that the sun rises every day because he crows. He points to the evidence. Look, I crow and the sun rises and the people are blessed. Now, the Singapore government and civil service are amongst the world's most efficient, and they will continue to be so regardless of how many percent the PAP secures in the coming GE. If you don't believe me, ask the residents of Sengkang, Aljunied, or Hougang.
Do you still think that the PAP's plan to import more and more foreigners while our TFR is falling is the solution? What's going to happen to the composition of this country? What about our identity as a people and our bond as a nation? Now, in case you think I'm being a drama queen, I want you to listen to what our founding minister said, Mr. Goh Keng Swee, who many remember as being the architect of our economy. He warned, and I quote, "At what point do we stop importing foreigners? Because of our limited land area, it will produce overcrowding to increasingly uncomfortable limits." No one is saying that we want to close our doors. The SDP is certainly not saying that we want zero immigration. What we are saying is that the sheer volume that we're letting in foreigners is hurting this country, and it is unsustainable.
Government claims that it is careful, prudent in its estimates. It prides itself as first class since it pays itself so much money for the exemplary work it does. Nobody can do a better job than the PAP government, it thinks. Yeah, that's right. Because that is what the PAP government also wants you to think. But you are smart. And what? Lo and behold, it ended with a surplus of $6 billion. So much for its financial management. Poor marksmanship. Bobo King.